I just wanted to bring up a couple of points that the panel made about expanding the auto-enrollment. Do you have any thoughts about the auto-escalation idea, whereby your pay increases and you put more into the pension and that's somehow mandated? And do you have any thoughts about building up another set of auto-enrollment products for more liquid-saving products, like sort of ISA-style things?
I think our first challenge is to get people saving at all.
Yep.
2 in 3 of the private sector workforce have no pension of their own on top of the state. So we've got to get them in. But we mustn't be complacent thinking that getting them in at the minimum level is enough. And so when we're getting them in, we already have to think of structures to encourage them to go further than that. And plenty of evidence from America that if you get people today to commit to tomorrow, that's one way of encouraging them to do it. But there may be plenty of others. I think there'll be a lot of innovation in this area, a lot of experimentation. But going with the grain, getting people in and encouraging them to build, has got to be the way that we go. In terms of other products, I mean, I'm kind of don't want to take on too much more in one go, really. I think you've got buy-in from employers on pensions. They can see that they're looking after their employees for the long term. I think we've got to avoid overcomplicating things. But firms of their own volition are coming up with other benefits, workplace items and so on. So I think some of these things are happening. But we're concentrating on long-term savings. That's our first priority.